This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening. This is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West in Pahoa, Hawaii. This is the PM 40 update for Thursday, the 17th of November, 2016. If you're on Twitter, you can follow Pulp and Paper Radio International by going to simultweet.com. That's simultweet.com. We'll be tweeting additional information throughout the show at this location. The PM 40 closed up today at 34.71, up 51 points from yesterday's close. Gaining stocks outpaced decliners 3-1. We'll be back to take a look at today's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for-sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
And we're back. Today's top gainer was Orient Paper, which closed at $1.44 per share, up 22%. LSC Communications also gained, closing up 6% at $20.83. Other winners were Louisiana Pacific, Capstone, and Fibria Cellulose. The biggest decliner today was Greif, closing at $56.43, down 2.3%. Ennis Incorporated also lost, closing down 1.8% at $16.10. Other losers today were Kimberly-Clark, WestRock, and Bemis. The most active PM40 stock today was Weyerhaeuser, trading 4.2 million shares. In headlines today, Indonesia's second-largest pulp and paper firm has completed its third paper mill and set its operational debut for next year to increase production and expand its exports into the international market. Finnish pulp, paper, and board maker Stora Enso expects to sign its first orders for food packaging boards from a new mill in China shortly and is not concerned by slowing Chinese growth, its chief executive said. And Finch Paper in December will conduct tests and market analysis of two potential reuses of waste from the pulp-making process at the company's Glen Falls mill. For more on these and other stories, plus Jim Thompson's latest column on innovation, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then don't forget to listen to the PM40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at pnpri.com. Join us again tomorrow at the same time here on pnpri.com for the latest PM40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications. All rights reserved.